This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. President Trump is branding Iran a nation of terror. He publicly accused it of being responsible for attacks on oil tankers in the Middle East Thursday. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president's remarks came after the Pentagon released footage it says shows Iranian forces removing an unexploded mine from one of the vessels.
Iran did do it, and you know they did it because you saw the boat. I guess one of the mines didn't explode. And it's probably got essentially Iran written all over it.
Telling Fox and Friends, the U.S. exposed Iran's culpability, though Tehran denies it. The president did not offer any potential response to the attacks, but warned against any move to close the strategic Strait of Hormuz. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. blame of Iran comes from intelligence, the weapons used, and what he calls the level of expertise needed to carry out such an operation. President Trump on Friday reversing course over whether he would report any foreign interference in a political campaign to U.S. law enforcement. He also said on Fox News' Fox and Friends that he would, of course, contact authorities.
If I thought anything was incorrect or badly stated, I'd report it to the Attorney General, the FBI. I'd report it to law enforcement. Absolutely.
Trump told ABC News earlier this week he would accept assistance from a foreign entity looking to interfere in U.S. politics. The Trump administration hopes to finish up a deal with Guatemala that would block Central Americans from seeking asylum in the U.S. VOA has obtained an unsigned copy of a 7-page draft White House agreement, which would establish a safe third country protocol between the U.S. and Guatemala. Read more about this on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Israeli jets hit Hamas bases in Gaza Friday in response to rocket fired into southern Israel that damaged a Jewish theological seminary. Israel said it struck several targets in Gaza, including what it says was a terrorist tunnel in response to Hamas rocket fire late Wednesday. Another rocket was launched into southern Israel late Thursday. The Hamas rocket fire was an apparent response to Israel putting Mediterranean waters off limits to Palestinian fishermen. Neither side is reporting casualties. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam faced calls Friday to delay extradition legislation that has resulted in massive protests. The Associated Press reports some members of the Executive Council said she should perhaps rethink plans to rush the bill's passage. Many in Hong Kong fear the measures that would allow criminal suspects to be sent to mainland China for trial, that it would undermine the former British colony's legal autonomy. Former Hong Kong Governor Chris Patten explains.
I think that it's true that this issue of extradition doesn't deal with one particular line or clause in the joint declaration in the treaty. It goes much further than that, I think. It hits a stake into the middle of the heart of the whole notion of one country, two systems.
As of Friday afternoon, more than 30,000 people had signed a petition protesting the use of force by police during violent clashes with protesters Wednesday. A British court on Friday set a date early next year for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to face a U.S. extradition attempt. This comes over his role in revealing classified government and military information.
There's only one decision!
No extradition!
Protesters with signs that read, "Hands off Assange, don't shoot the messenger," stood in support of Assange outside of court. Speaking to the media after the hearing, Assange's lawyer Jennifer Robinson said the case would be heard in February 2020, and there was a long road ahead.
This case raises such fundamental questions about freedom of speech. We heard in court today it's an outrageous affront to journalistic protections. And on that basis, we would certainly hope that no journalist or publisher would be extradited in these circumstances. But of course, it's a very long road ahead, and we'll have to wait to see what happens.
U.S. officials have made clear their intentions to prosecute Assange under the Espionage Act. President Trump announced Thursday that White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders will leave her post at the end of the month. Sanders has been one of the president's most trusted aides during her tenure in the West Wing from the start of the Trump presidency. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.